It's 5 o'clock, and I'm going to call the February 23rd, 2015 meeting of the Cotuit Fire District Prudential Committee to order. Is anyone recording? Barbara Trina Tessier is recording. First item of business is to review the timeline for the annual budget election and district meetings.
I submitted it. You guys have to sign off on it, I guess.
Is your mic on? Yes,
know.
It is.
Doesn't matter.
So any concerns or corrections?
I don't see anything that's any different than it ever is.
So do we need to officially approve this?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
The pending pieces, for example, you're going to need to schedule meetings from the March 23rd delivery night until the final night before the meeting. At some point, make your recommendations. So your task is to kind of fill in the pendings.
Okay.
Petitions to the district clerk have to go to the town clerk first. So I've just put a recommended date for them to get it to the town clerk in order to get them to the district clerk. But somebody wants to play right up against the edge, that's their business. Okay, so that one's kind of just a recommended. The clerk is okay with all the other dates?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're all set. And then, you know, there's always a Civic Association warrant meeting
right. That
we have to plan. Usually they come before your recommendation, so it's not a real productive discussion. If they could coordinate around post your recommendations, it would make for much more logical and healthy discussion. And then the clerk will actually post the warrants. We've kind of got that night of the 26th, and Monday, your regular April meeting is the night of the warrant close, and then Charlie will post as soon as it's ready to go up. He has a legal posting date deadline of Wednesday, May 20th, but he'll precede that like he usually does. So I think it's in pretty good stead, other than those pending dates, which you'll have to keep an eye on and fill in as soon as you know what you're doing. But
okay.
Otherwise, I think it's as good as it was in January. Okay, if you say so. So I think we're in good stead. You know, the next meeting is the March meeting. We'll deliver, like last year, I'll put everything up. We'll build all the budgets other than the fire and water. They'll deliver those that night as a rule. They bring them into you, but I'll have them in advance in the template. So we should have a pretty good cut at the gross requests once
okay.
we get through that meeting and they deliver theirs. If they get them to me earlier, I'll have them. If not, then I'll pick them up that night and key in the budget document. So I think you're all set. We got a good handle on it.
Great. Thank you. Barnstable Land Trust would like to talk to us about, I think that needs to get turned on. Just press the button.
Casey Danhauser, Barnstable Land Trust. I live on Putnam Avenue. So as you may have already known, the DEP had to approve the conservation restriction because it was being held for water supply protection. We've sent them the CR, we've sent them the plan. They've approved both. Now we just have a public hearing coming up for them to finalize everything. I've been told by people that are experienced with this that it's really just pro forma, and that we show up with the green slips from notifying the abutters, and then once that's done, everything's a-okay for you guys to hold the conservation restriction. That public hearing will be at the Harborview Conference Room in the old jail building over at the county complex. March 11th at 6:30. But once that is done, everything's been approved from DEP.
So, did the Barnstable Town Council voted to approve it?
We got a very positive response on the day it was first brought up. The Town Council vote should be on this Thursday.
This Thursday. Okay.
But we got a round of applause from them at the first go around, which I've never seen. Granted, I've very limited experience, but.
And how is the fundraising going?
The fundraising is going well. If the town votes yes, then we'll have about $400,000 left to raise, and we have through September to do it. So that means the whole high season of the summer, everyone being around. And we've also held off on going to some major donors until all these pieces have been official. So we're positive we'll get there.
Okay. And did you have a question about the bond, or Jackie had a question about the bond?
Yeah, Jackie had a question. She didn't really convey this very clearly to me over the phone. She's out of town right now. She just wants to make sure that bonding for this is okay, or if there's anything that we need to do for the annual meeting if bonding isn't okay. But I don't really know the whole story, or if there even is a story, and she was just concerned.
No story.
No story?
Cool. Awesome. Great. I will convey that to her.
Great. Thank you.
No problem. Is that all?
I watched the town council meeting that night, and what I learned, I thought was interesting, that if this land isn't purchased, not just the properties to make sure that the town has what's proper for the field, but if the property around it isn't purchased, then the team will no longer be certified.
Yep. The field wouldn't be big enough. Not even Coach Roberts told us over the summer a little league team wouldn't be able to play there. So this project is just absolutely critical for living in Kituit, the life we all live in Kituit. So.
And keeping the Kettleers.
Yep. Yeah. Keeping the tradition alive.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you.
So there's nothing new on the district treasurer search. Elaine at the county was on vacation, hopefully someplace warm. She's going to be back next week, I believe, and we'll start on that. Freedom Hall, the heat's all set. They'll be back in the spring to finish up in terms of the air conditioning. I'm sure the snow plowing for this year is going to be more than we expected. But
I think they're doing a great job. I don't think I've ever seen the parking lot that looked that good that quickly after a snowstorm.
Yeah, it was safe. The hot water heater was found. The Lee told me that we weren't having any hot water, and so I made an appointment for Mr. Spencer Hallett to come and look at it, and his plumber came and he looked at it and called me, and they said they thought it was okay. That was last Tuesday.
Yeah,
Tuesday. So I came for the fire commissioner's
Wednesday.
Meeting.
I
was working, so it was Tuesday. It was Tuesday or Thursday, whatever. it was Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
And so when I came for the fire commissioner's meeting, I went downstairs to check to see how things were going. And they weren't going well. There was water pouring out of the overflow valve. So they came back. The chief graciously shot back that water out of there. And they were back on Friday to fix it. So I honestly don't know if it was just repaired or if it's been replaced. But it's no longer leaking. Yeah.
Especially after we did all of that stuff for the...
Yeah. And I haven't done anything about that, getting that front floodlight adjusted, because every time I go to call the electrician, we have another bout of snow, and I don't think he should be up on a ladder because he'll have to go up to the outside to readjust the timing. And the next is the minutes.
I understand that these recordings don't always understand what we're saying, but in this one particular one, it didn't make sense, and I couldn't figure out what in the heck I was supposed to have said. So there is one change that should be made.
Okay.
Instead of their products and, it should be progress on.
Okay.
And the date on the header should be 26 January 2015.
Yes, yeah, so it should. Okay, I move that with these corrections, the minutes be accepted.
Those are the January minutes?
January 26th.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I sent the February 12th minutes?
Yes. And I move that we accept the February 12th minutes as they stand.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second?
Aye.
All in favor? Great. Thank you. As we discussed earlier, the bylaw committee is going to be meeting tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. And we also, the other committee we have is the policy advisory committee.
Now, wasn't Marge the chairman of that?
Yes, she was.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah. So.
And she has to be replaced on that committee then as well.
Correct.
Shall we replace her with the new member who took Marge's place?
That sounds like an excellent idea.
Just getting a very person that's very naive as far as these things are concerned.
You learn, Stan. I have no doubt.
You can fill him in on that committee, can't you?
Well, I had his wife. I spoke to a group of the friends of the library the other day. And his wife was there, so I told her she had an assignment. She had to go home and tell Stan everything I'd said.
And she said she came home and she said, "What were you thinking?"
I don't doubt it.
I can go over.
Okay, I move that we appoint Stan as the Prudential Committee member on the Policy Advisory Committee.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 This is an item that's been added, which is the approval of the internal loan funds for High Street.
Okay.
So, Mike, do we need to make a motion to authorize that transaction?
I thought we did something.
Well, you voted to allow you last time to enter into a contract.
Right.
Did you do that?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have copies of that contract? We don't have one down in the office, so.
No, I sent one to Tony. You should.
Okay, well, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
So, with that contract in place, does it specify a closing date?
No, it doesn't specify a closing date. I talked to Mark Boudreau. He's been playing phone tag with Mr. Ford Jr., and so Mr. Ford Sr. is now taking it over.
Mr. Ford is the owner or the representative?
He's the attorney.
For Paul Grover.
Yes.
When there's a final settlement sheet, then we will proceed to cut a check to show up in the conveyance.
Okay.
But we will not cut a check until we have a document that defines what we're paying and to whom and how it's going to flow. We'll cut a single check. It'll probably be made out to an escrow account.
Yep.
But I don't expect we have much in the way of closing costs. Don't pay taxes. He's delivering a clear title. He's got most of the onus on him. So I think we just show up and give him a check, and Mark will bill us later for his costs. Mm-hmm. That'll be part of the closing costs. We'll pay that bill against the appropriation.
Okay.
But other than the actual contract dollars, which is $299, that's likely all we will have. There aren't much in the way of closing costs that accrue to us. The seller pays the county deeds tax and so forth. So I think we're basically going to be cutting a check for $299. There might be a few things that we have to cover that are part of that settlement.
Right.
I don't expect much. So
great.
As soon as we get some kind now, you would propose a vote to allow us to process the warrant once we get a dollar amount. That's fine.
Okay.
Take that vote. Your board obviously wants to execute on the contract that you entered into. And so we'll just... We need a voucher to put something on a warrant, so we can prepare that for you, and then you'll sign the warrant, and then the check will be available.
Okay, great.
So
thank
until
you.
They have an absolute figure, there's not much we can do.
Okay. The HUD form, I understand, is almost all filled out, and Mr. Boudreau said he'd get in touch with you when I spoke with him today.
So yeah. Normally, we wouldn't do a HUD form because there's no borrowing, we're a government. clean, easy form for somebody to use that's in the business of conveyances. And that'll document how much we need to show up there at the closing. And that's what we need, is our form or similar document.
Okay. All right. craft beer.
Yeah. I don't have the calendar with me, but I think it's the 4th Saturday in March that Ms. Watson has her craft fair coming in.
Or wants to have her craft fair come in, correct? Or
no, we had told her. I had told her okay. She could do one, but then she came up with two other dates. One was in the summer. And I told her there was no way I was going to let her in here on a Friday and Saturday in the summer. And the next date was in October, and I said that wouldn't be up to me because I might not even be on the Prudential Committee by then.
So, didn't she propose, four dates?
Right. Yeah, she had three dates. The one that I had already told her she could have, and she wanted to add two more. We have not given her permission to have the two additional.
Okay, all right.
I really don't like dealing with that individual. But.
Okay, so, well, we can speak with her after, in the fall.
If it's not to your liking when she finishes here in March, she'll never be back again.
No.
That is her business. She is in the business of doing these. It's much different than the other type of craft beers that we've had.
What are the issues involved with scheduling? Like you said, you wouldn't consider scheduling it in the summer. Why?
Well, for one thing, she wanted the day that the contra dancers are here, for one thing, and I don't trust her to be out in time.
And also,
to leave the hall as it should be left.
The Mosquito Yacht Club kids use the hall in the summertime.
Right. Okay. And we keep it, they have their annual meeting here. They meet Monday through Saturday, I think. And on rainy days, they have been told they can use the hall. So, and that's a long-standing policy.
And the last time she was here in the hall, they didn't leave it as they found it. It wasn't cleaned up properly or things put back where they belong. So the next item is an open meeting law complaint from Amy Cates.
As she's not here, we can't very well give her our answer, but I know what mine is.
So can I read the complaint into the minutes first?
Yeah.
I received this yesterday morning at 8:38 a.m. in my personal email box. This is a complaint filed by Amy Cates. During the December 22, 2014 Prudential Committee meeting, Mr. Goldstein, a member of the audience, asked Chairman Francis Parks how they were planning to replace the member on the committee and expressed interest. Chairman Parks said they weren't planning to discuss the issue until the January 12, 2015 meeting, but that they weren't planning to appoint anyone until May 2015. My concern is when the committee discussed replacing the committee member. The January 12th meeting was postponed, so the next opportunity to discuss the vacancy publicly was the January 26, 2015 meeting. During that meeting, Chairman Parks addressed the vacancy as the first order of business. Ms. Parks made the motion to appoint Mr. Goldstein to the committee and to serve until May 2015. Committee member Lori Hadley voiced a second on the motion, and both members voted in the affirmative. District Church Clerk Charles Eager proceeded to swear in Mr. Goldstein. Mr. Eager does not attend Prudential meetings on a regular basis. His attendance needed to be requested. Okay, my open meeting law complaints focused on the facts that no discussion, information, or explanation occurred regarding the motion. Also, there weren't any mention of any other interested members in the district. The open meeting law requires that a public body include sufficient background and discussion about a topic so that interested members of the community who hadn't attended the meeting would have a clear understanding of what had occurred if they were to read the minutes or listen to the tape of the said meeting. After witnessing the lack of introduction, background discussion, or rationale of their choice of candidate or any other interested parties regarding the appointment, I can only conclude that the committee had engaged in both discussion and deliberation on the matter outside of the properly posted minutes of the posted meeting of the committee. So why don't you go ahead?
May I point out that there's one statement in here that is utterly ridiculous. Ms. Cates says that we said we weren't planning to appoint anyone until May 2015. May 2015 is when the position has to go on the ballot, whether we had appointed anyone or not.
Correct.
So that makes no sense. And if I may, my understanding of how this whole thing happened, Mr. Goldstein approached me and said he was interested. I suggested he come to the meeting. He did and expressed his interest. One other person expressed interest and then changed his mind. So Mr. Goldstein came to the meeting that we held. I didn't see a darn thing to discuss. He was the only person interested. I know him from the library. I felt he was an appropriate person. I certainly didn't discuss his qualifications with Ms. Parks or anybody else.
I was going to point out that I didn't specifically say that we were going to discuss it at the January 12th meeting or that we were planning to appoint someone in 2015. I'd also like to correct that Mr. Eager does come to all of our meetings on a regular basis. And
I didn't even pick up on that one.
And probably it would have been more appropriate if we at least introduced Mr. Goldstein and his qualifications for the job. But I also know him from my work on the Town Trust Fund Advisory Committee and his coming to the committee meetings. And I felt he was an excellent candidate to join the board. And mostly what I find unconscionable is the claim that Mrs. Hadley and I discussed this and deliberated outside of a meeting. We did not discuss this or deliberate outside of a meeting. So seeing that Ms. Cates isn't present, we have 2 weeks to discuss this with Mrs. Cates, which apparently we're going to have a separate meeting for. Then if, as far as I understand from the rules, I have to then send this complaint along with, if it's been resolved, with Ms. Cates along to the Attorney General within 14 business days of it being filed. So,
Are you going to contact Ms. Cates and find out when she's available to meet with us?
Yes, I suppose I have to. So we'll just have to be tabled.
Okay, and you'll let us know, I'm sure, by email, so we can't possibly influence each other.
That's right. Any public comment? I don't need one, thank you.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street, Kituit. I had put a public information request out to the clerk requesting a report that should have been posted in the post office by February 1st, which summarizes all the warrant articles that happened last May. I'm not here to, you know, make more work for you guys. I just want to ask the committee if, now that we have a new member and a lot of the things in the district are behind us, if the committee could pull themselves together and start to follow the bylaws and also start to hold these meetings more to the tradition they should be held. I noticed tonight before the meeting started, you mentioned to the new member that he should go to the fire department to look over the warrants. I would like it if this committee, along with the fire commissioners, could go back to the way the water commissioners do it and actually bring those warrants to their meetings and discuss them before just signing off on them. So if any one of the committee members had a question, there would be some discussion amongst the committee, because that's the reason we have the committee. And I would hope that you would think to do that. I'm also asking you as a committee to go back and look at the bylaw and redo this report so that all the articles are mentioned.
What I intend to do, Cindy, is have that bylaw changed to the way it was originally written. It was never intended to be this process. It was a request to the two chairmen of the two commissions to appear before the Prudential Committee.
Exactly. And that's what I want.
And that's all that was required. There was no written report. There was no posting. And I feel it's totally unnecessary.
And if that's what you choose,
we get weekly appropriation reports. We know what's going on.
It's not what you know. It's what the citizens know. And a lot of citizens don't come to this meeting. They do look at the website. They do look at the boards. And they would just like to know what's going on. And that's all I'm asking. If you change the bylaw and the citizens vote not to have you do that, I won't have a problem with it.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Would you come for the committee last year, the year before, or any of the past 10, 15 years to find out why this report wasn't done?
Yes.
Mr. Eager told us he has no record of that report ever being a written report and posted.
Right. And the only reason I'm coming is because now we have a committee member that I'm hoping that's going to follow the bylaws. If we change it, I mean, last year you got a bylaw committee together. They changed a lot of the bylaws, which I'm glad that they did, and we brought it to the people. I'm just asking us to start changing things that need to be fixed, and if things need to be fixed, to look at them. If the bylaw committee would have met earlier, some of these things could have been answered. I know you've had a lot of things. I'm not criticizing. I'm just asking that we start to follow them.
It sure sounds like criticism to
but
me.
But that's why I'm here. I didn't file any complaints. I'm just asking. I'm here. I'm asking.
Well,
I will be at the meeting tomorrow to ask them to look at the things that we have left to do.
I have a question for the other two Prudential Committee members. Your request was to bring the warrants here and before they're signed, right, so that the people would have a chance to understand. I see a problem with that in the fact that if a request for payment to for the fire district is submitted the day after the meeting, then it'll be a total month before it's even discussed, and then I don't know how long it takes the treasurer to cut the check. So you may be getting some contractors that might be paid 5 to 6 weeks late.
Well, theoretically, that can't happen anyways.
Stan, if I may answer your question or your comment on your comment. In the old days, warrants were signed at meetings once a month, and you're right, contractors waited forever. We now sign the warrants weekly. Mm-hmm. You have the opportunity to look them over. If you've got a question, you can contact Mr. Daly, and he'll explain any problems that you
have. Or you can contact Tony.
It's impossible to bring warrants here and sign them. We have federal tax laws and we have federal employment laws to say when we pay our people weekly. If you want to have a weekly meeting and approve the payrolls every week before we process them to the payroll processor and fire off those ACHs on Thursday, then you're welcome to do that. Otherwise, it works fine. It's the same way every city and town in the Commonwealth, every board of selectmen in the Commonwealth operates. No select boards go through bills at meetings. It's impossible to do that in a modern society. And we are completely legal with you signing warrants outside of the meeting. So I would suggest that it's virtually impossible to meet that standard of once a month pouring through payrolls and invoices to figure out, on top of which you have no authority not to approve. All you can do is sign a warrant or not sign a warrant. If two members don't sign the warrant, then nobody gets paid. So I think you have a system that's working legally, and it meets the needs of the employees, it meets the needs of the vendors, and it certainly meets the needs of the citizens.
Now, I have a question for you now. So is having the water department, are they only signing theirs once a month? Is that a problem for you?
No, we get warrants from them weekly for payrolls. Now, they may still do some ritualistic votes or approvals at their meeting, but it's in arrears because they don't even know what the overtime is until we roll in on Monday morning and find out who worked overtime between last Sunday and last Saturday. It's virtually impossible to do. So the water board is not doing that, and they may approve something that maybe, I don't know. But you have department heads. That's the way the government works in Massachusetts. The department heads sign the vouchers and put in warrants, and you sign the warrants after we've scrutinized them and made sure they're in compliance. It's one of the reasons why we're having discussions about cutting checks for the land purchase.
Right.
We're not just going to whip out a check for $314,000. It's not lawful. It will be when we have the proper paperwork and it goes through and it'll be on a warrant. Maybe we'll even do a separate warrant for you so you have nice visibility of it. But there's no way that you can hold bills and payrolls for a whole month and once a month have everybody come in. And in fact, the boards approve them and then you approve the warrant because all they're approving is a schedule of bills payable. And their department head has the authority to do that. If you want to change the structure of your government, then you need a bylaw change.
Well, thank you for answering that question. I would, as a citizen, though, like to have you at least monthly address some of the warrants and if there's issues or if you have any questions, or even if you say that there were no issues so that it at least would be in the minutes so that we know what's happening.
Again, from a point, I'm in a learning mode. I mean, actually, all the expenses are approved at the fire district meeting in May. So, in other words, you're approving a level of disbursements for a gross level of disbursements for the fire department in May, and then these are just coming under that. And the only time you'd really need some public information is like for the purchase of the building on High Street, where you'd want to go out and get some. You need some special admission. Otherwise, they're all pro forma.
Not necessarily. The legislative body appropriates. The executive bodies authorize the use of those funds. So they give up to a limit of funds at the annual district meeting. That's the citizen's role. But then the department heads basically run their departments and pay their bills.
Yeah.
You have a water superintendent that reports up through a water board, and you have a fire chief who reports up through a fire board, and everybody else comes through you folks. But you statutorily must sign all of the warrants before the money can leave the treasury. And that's all you have the authority to do is let the money out of the treasury. And if you don't sign a warrant, then the money doesn't leave the treasury. But at the point it's on the warrant and the checks have been cut, there's no controversy.
Yeah.
The statutes drive the accounting and treasurers through the process to make sure that there's no controversy. We don't put anything on a warrant that's controversial. So it's a given. Unless somebody's having a problem, it doesn't get paid. As I've been doing with this continued repeated request for a $314,000 check, it's not going to happen because it's not proper. So you're not in the job of supervising and approving payments. You're in the job of allowing money to leave the treasury. And the minute somebody starts exercising too much authority on that responsibility, there's probably an impeachment in line, because if executive boards don't allow the corporation to operate efficiently and legally, then they usually get removed and the citizen puts somebody back in who is going to operate the corporation legally and efficiently. So you want to get impeached? Start not signing warrants and you'll see the employees lining up to start the process, because they will not get paid. It's as simple as that. Your job is to get, and actually, the bank starts sucking money out of our account for ACHs and taxes and so forth on Thursday. So we have money leaving on Thursday, even before the employee's pay date of Friday.
And that's why we like to have the warrant signed on Thursday morning, so that even as the ACH is that banking industry requires 2 days to transmit direct deposits, they take it from us on one day so that they can deliver it that night to everybody else on the next day. We're aware of what's going on, and we know when there's a controversial disbursement, and we're not going to put it on a warrant. We're going to flush out the problems and then deal with it. It's as simple as that. And that's the way every city, town, and district in the Commonwealth operates.
I'll make arrangements with Fran and Lori to get familiar with that process.
Okay, and I just asked one thing, because there was a reason I asked this question, so I might as well just put it out there. There is a concern going on with the warrants that I have related to the fire department payroll, and I would just like you to pay closer attention to it, because it is something that was brought up at the last fire commissioners meeting that really wasn't addressed by the fire commissioners, and I would hope you guys at the potential committee would sort of also be aware of it not making sense and look into the situation of the sick time and the amount of abuse there's going on at the fire department. Thank you.
So, but could I just ask you a question? What was the concern about the payroll, the specific
concern? I have a concern, and it's been a concern for over 3 years, that I actually filed with the Secretary of State. Fire commissioners did say that they were in the process of correcting it. It was supposed to be corrected over a year and a half ago. They haven't corrected it yet. I know they're working on a contract. But as a citizen, I am concerned with the amount of sick time our firefighters are taking, and nothing is being done about the abuse of sick time. There is not annual reviews being done. Nothing is going into these employees' files. It's been going on for years, and at some point, I wish someone would listen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just, I forgot to talk about the painting.
Okay.
Just one last thing.
And I have one comment I'd like to make, too.
Mark says our trustee, a Greek painter who did such a horrendous job.
Is he out of business?
Oh, God, I wish. No. But heard from his attorney. The long and the short of it is we're going to have him come, because he did say that he guaranteed the work. We're going to have him come down and make repairs, maybe, hopefully, to the paint that's falling off the walls. We'll go from there. So we're going to have...
I think the only way he can repair it is by starting all over again, because he didn't do the prep work, or his men didn't do the prep work.
That's correct. So that's
what the low bid gets you. Maybe we ought to let Cindy deal with this.
Yeah,
job.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Good luck. So your comment?
As I said a little earlier in the meeting, I did speak to the Friends of the Library, and one of the attendees, when we were talking about using the land possibly for a district office, and they wanted to know about, they had questions about the building and one thing and another, and one of them mentioned an office trailer, and that reminded me that we had discussed an office trailer previously. But we didn't have a place to put it. The Freedom Hall parking lot's too small. We didn't think the water commissioners would want it there. But now we may have a space to put a trailer. And I just think we ought to look into it and maybe discuss it at our next meeting.
Okay. We can do that. Anything else from anyone?
No.
Could I have a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Thank you.